This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And what I love about World Missionary Press, or WMP, is that they provide the tools for evangelism and discipleship efforts around the world. And today we're going to talk about how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting these outreach efforts. Helen, are you hearing anything from your partners? Are there any particular areas that are more affected or more difficult than others?
Well, around the world, outside of the U.S. particularly, so much of what we provide for is open evangelism, house-to-house, street evangelism, things like that. And in many, many countries, that has come to a halt. Many of the African countries are in lockdown. I got an email this morning from Sri Lanka, and their door-to-door thing has come to an absolute halt. They are just waiting for opportunities for the country to be opened again so they can continue. So, yes, in that regard, but there are opportunities even in those lockdown situations. I had an email yesterday from Ecuador, and they are being involved in the feeding programs for those that are coming to or being fed through distribution, humanitarian aid, if you will, in packets. And so they are providing booklets and putting them in with the food and getting it into homes. They are also receiving calls. People are fearful. People are looking for some sort of help, and along with whatever humanitarian aid they offer, the word is being distributed. And that's one of the wonderful things about the scripture booklets. They're small. They're just the word of God. They can slip in with these other little packets and be distributed, and people are taking those things in terms of need, in time of need, that they might not have received otherwise. So the Lord definitely has his way in opening up doors, and our people are still looking at those opportunities, answering phone calls, sending things through the mail as people request. So, but it has, of course, affected the major open evangelism.
And are any of your shipments being affected? It's cool that, you know, there's some creative alternatives there. I'm glad to hear that. But is it changing any of your shipments? Like, are you having to take them back or anything like that?
Well, the sea lanes and the ability to get openings to send are limited now. Our coordinators are telling us that the ports are closed or they're jammed, and so we're not going to send something out that's going to just sit in a port. We need to be sure that our consignees can get to the port, that the customs is open, and that it can get things processed. The Lord has been very gracious. We had several ships en route when all of this kind of struck in certain areas, particularly South America, and we, one by one, they're being released. The one in South Africa sat in the port for quite a while, and our consignee was very earnest about getting down there and doing what they could, and they were able to get it released. And so far, we've not been charged demurrage for them to sit there, because this is it's just an international thing. Their humanitarian aid is sitting there as well, and these ports are just jammed. So we've not had anything that we've not been able to follow through that hasn't continued down the pipeline, just very, very slowly. On the other hand, we have a warehouse full of material waiting to go to Democratic Republic of Congo, India, other places in Africa like Liberia, going to Honduras. We've got shipments in our warehouse waiting that we just can't get out the door. We have 5 containers for Democratic Republic of Congo that they've been waiting for a couple of years. that are ready to go, but we can't put them out until we can be sure that we have valid shipping assignments and that the containers will be processed when they arrive.
And I'm so encouraged to know that, you know, a lot of things may be shut down right now from a business standpoint, but ministry just keeps on going. As people hear this story, how would you ask them to respond? What do you guys need the most?
Well, we do need prayer that these shipping containers would be released and that there would be opportunities to send them out, because our people on the field are telling us there's a hunger for the word, there's an opening for the word, people are fearful, and they are looking at great opportunities to give out the word when it gets there and when the opportunities are opened a bit more. So what we've got stacked up in our warehouse is just waiting to go out and to be received and to be distributed and to a world that's really in need of that, of the hope that's in the Word of God. So our major thing right now is prayer for the containers that are still en route. We have a few still working their way through, and for those that are here that are done. The Lord allowed us to stay open under Indiana's law, rules, edicts, and we were able to stay open just with our staff. We don't have any volunteers, of course, right now, but we were able to print about 8 million last month, and that's what's sitting in our warehouse, that and others, getting ready to go. So that is the major thing. We're just asking the Lord to open these countries so that the material can get in, because now is a good time, an extremely open time to share the word.
I agree. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I do want to add that in the U.S., people in the U.S. are finding alternative methods. And we do, about 15% of our material goes to ministries and individuals and churches and everything in the U.S. And particularly as schools are closed, people are home from work, we have found families asking for material to use to have Bible studies. We have, I think I've used this before, shared this before, but a lady wrote in and asked for one copy of the Way to God scripture booklet, and her comment was that I'm working to lead my granddaughter to Christ, and I need help explaining salvation. And that, you know, so even in these situations, there are openings. We have nurses handing out the scripture booklets in the hospitals where she's working to staff and patients. We have people using the feeding stations and the homeless situations and able to get booklets there. So I just am so encouraged that God's given us other opportunities, and we have people that are just looking for those open doors and continuing to provide the scriptures and serve the Lord as the opportunities are there. So I think that's encouraging. It is encouraging to us.